Good afternoon. My name is Alex, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
No? I see. Okay, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? Options are, I am definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, I'm not very likely to vote, I'm not at all likely to vote, I'm not registered to vote.
I will vote.
Okay, but is that very likely, somewhat, or definitely?
For what?
Okay, is that definitely you're going to vote, very likely
yeah.
to vote, or...
I'm going
to
vote.
So,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
I am.
Okay, but is that definitely you're going to vote, very likely you will vote, or somewhat you will vote?
Definitely.
Definitely, okay. What is your age?
80.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay, next question. When voters go to the polls to vote for a candidate for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mils, which is 65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Again, I'm not sure. I don't know anything about it. I'd have to look into it.
Okay. Now, since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan a new and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
It includes raising taxes?
No, that's all that includes what the question said.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it, so
Got it.
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. Now, if you knew this proposal, would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years? Would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would probably vote no.
probably vote no, okay? As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? The first says, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. The next says, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Now, the next says, I'm fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. And the last says, I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan in and construct new trails.
I would say no to that.
I'm sorry?
No to that.
So, when you say no to that, does that mean that I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and planning a new and construct new trails?
I have enough taxes to pay. I don't need to have more and more stuff on me.
Okay. So would you choose that one, the last one, or which one? I'm sorry.
No, I probably would vote no.
Okay. From the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse City County focus on most to help you and your family? Controlling growth and development, improving public education in local schools, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, making housing more affordable, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, reducing traffic and congestion, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting water quality and water supply.
Well, I would have to read those over and think about them. You just saying them to me doesn't think that well.
I can definitely read them back to you, not a problem. And I will go slow. The first one says, controlling growth and development, improving public education and local schools, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, making house more affordable, dealing with inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, reducing traffic and congestion, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting water quality and water supply.
Oh, I don't know. I think more than one needs to be voted for. I don't know what I'll do.
Okay.
I've never heard of this before, so I don't know.
Okay. The next says, you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you might be familiar with. please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. About your city or township government, would that be very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
I think it would be supportable.
Is that very favorable? I'm sorry, that's what you said?
I think so. I'm not sure. I have to read that myself and think about it. I can't just take it over the phone and have you tell me that. So.
Okay. Okay. So, if you have no opinion or have heard of each, you can indicate that as well.
Well, I have no opinion then.
Okay, and thank you for your responses. Okay, now the next, let's see, this organization, Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails. Would that be very favorable to you, somewhat favorable, some unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of?
I don't really think I would support that.
Okay, but what will be your opinion about that organization? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion about this organization, or never heard of this organization?
Never heard of it.
How about the next organization, Grand Traverse County Government? What would be your opinion? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of. Hello?